Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast, also called the DDP. Glad to have you with me. 5 minutes every day. We're talking about the baptism with the Holy Spirit from Acts chapter 1, verse 5, where Jesus told them that they would be baptized with the Spirit. Now, let me talk about the baptism with the Holy Spirit as I learned it. It was something you went and asked for after you were saved. You asked, and then you asked again if you didn't get it, quote-unquote get it. You knew you had it when you spoke in tongues. If you didn't speak in tongues, you didn't have it. If you spoke in tongues, you had it. You would then need to be refilled from time to time with the Holy Spirit, which would manifest itself by speaking with other tongues. It was a highly emotional event. It was a highly sought-after event. And it was a hard-to-receive event. It was like an emotional climax. Then when you received, you were taught that it really hadn't been that hard in the first place. It just took all that time to sort of get you out of the way. And you maybe your issue was that while you were asking for the wrong things. You were asking in the wrong spirit. You were asking with a lack of faith. And all of these things put a sense of performance on me that took me years to shake, because it taught me that really only worthy people received really good stuff from the Lord. Jesus tells the story that how many of you, if you have a son and he asks for bread, would give him a stone? Then he says, so you being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? And in another passage, parallel passage, he says, give good things to them that ask. So I don't believe that there should have ever been a bunch of begging for God to give us the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 1, verse 5, when Jesus tells them they're going to be baptized, he does not say, if you'll go to Jerusalem and ask. But instead, they go and they tarry in Jerusalem and they get themselves in one accord, one mindset. They become unified in that room. But there's not these long passages of begging and saying, please. They didn't even know what they were going to receive. They didn't know what it would look like, feel like, sound like, taste like, smell like. So they didn't walk into that room and say, okay, let's all band together and beg God for the Holy Spirit. No, in fact, they had already received the assurance that the promise was going to be theirs. And I don't think that they thought some arbitrary date out in the future. I think they very much believed. As Jews, there was two signposts as far as in this time of year, Passover and Pentecost. They very much believed it would happen on the day of Pentecost. So they went in believing that they were going to receive exactly what they were told, even though they didn't know what it was they were going to receive. They knew it would be the promise, but what would that look like? Whatever it would look like would equip them to do what we'll find out in verse 8 they were supposed to do. Yes, they began to speak in tongues. We'll get to that in chapter 2. I don't want to get ahead of myself because there's a lot of great material in Acts to cover. But I just want you to notice that it was a guarantee. You will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So I do believe in the baptism with the Holy Spirit. However, I believe that the baptism with the Holy Spirit is something that happens to us in the same way that John's baptism happened to them. They went into the water and received John's baptism. When you come into Christ, you receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Can there be subsequent fillings? Of course. When we get to Acts 4, we're going to find out that the apostles were filled again. And so believers need a refilling of the Holy Spirit, but it is as easy to receive as salvation. Otherwise, it requires your works, and thus there is no grace in your receiving. Now, as we go, we'll of course get into the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit out of that lifestyle of walking in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. But of course, we have a lot of time to get there. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.